We are talking this hour with Kyle Nell. Robots in virtual reality and 3D printing, you know, 20 years ago, those were something that you only saw in the movies. But Kyle is executive director of Lowe's Innovation Labs, and he's bringing those things into reality in Lowe's today. He's executive director of the Innovation Labs, and he's trying to revolutionize Lowe's approach to retail.
There's a lot of product innovation, which is great, but it's really for us, it's about platform innovation and completely new ways of thinking about retail, and not just about retail, but about the future as well. So we actually use a process called science fiction prototyping that we've adapted for our purposes, where we basically give all of our marketing research and trend data to professional published science fiction writers. This is a very reductionist view of how this actually takes place, but then they go off, and the only thing that we tell them or guardrails we give them is the venue or the setting in which the story takes place. So in the store, out of the store, in another place, and then also the time frame, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. And they're really good at figuring out how all this stuff, people, tech, and trends, might possibly converge in a possible future. And then we turn those short stories, real stories with characters and conflict and narrative and resolution and the whole bit, turn those into comic books, and then those are our strategic documents. And we literally sit down with our senior executives and we read comic books. And then we triage those comic books, and we figure out, then it's up to my team to go out and figure out how to make the things in those comic books real, and real very fast. And that's how we got to all of the various things that you've seen so far.
Tell us, dive in. Tell us one of the ideas that come out of the process and the story behind it.
Yeah, so the first story that we did, and this was even a proof of concept on the idea to see if this could actually work, because you know, I don't think it's too hard to believe that Lowe's did not have a science fiction department before. The first story that came out of this process was ended up becoming the Holoroom, which is the first virtual reality and augmented reality showrooms that are in Canada right now. And the idea was that in the near future, people were going to be able to stand in their kitchens and be able to visualize their kitchen and bath remodel before even setting foot inside of a Lowe's or even going online. It was going to be a completely different experience. And that seems really relatively obvious right now, but the story came out internally before Oculus Rift even came out. So no one was really talking about virtual augmented reality in any substantial way at that time. And we were able to start building, which during the phase that we call the deceptive disappointing part of technology adoption curve, where we want to build during the part where people really haven't thought about it or aren't thinking about it in any substantial way. And then when all of a sudden the tech and the capability matches the expectation or starts to match it, we would have been building during that time. So we were able to do that with the Holoroom and be building and learning and putting these Holorooms inside of a few stores in Canada so we could learn how, you know, for instance, in a virtual environment, like how do you serve up thousands of products. You know, no one had really done that before. How do you manipulate those items? What's the best way to serve that up? You know, when you have 200 toilets that look pretty much the same or with small differences, how do you serve that up so people can actually see those items and use them in the right way or in the way that's best for them? And having that narrative North Star keeps it from having scope creep. Because one thing we're very cognizant of is there's a lot of stuff we can do. We didn't want to turn it into the proverbial remote control that has like a million buttons and you only use four. We wanted it to be cleaner and easier and more intuitive to use, which is actually a much harder exercise.
And so having that story that focuses on that one person with that one challenge has helped keep the solution simpler?
Exactly. And I would say more focused as well, because the scope creep is really easy. When you have a sure. wide variety of tech partners and everyone is incredibly smart, it's like, well, then it becomes like, well, have we thought about that? Oh, that's cool and that's interesting. And that is cool and interesting. But if it doesn't help add up to realizing that story, then it's not what we're going to do right now. And it might be something we develop in the future, but it's not for right now.